Entrepreneur Weekly interviews the brilliant leaders of today in order to provide a stepping stone of wisdom on the journey to personal business ownership. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Are you ready for this? Are you ready for a new word you may have not heard before? Are you ready? Here it is. Write it down. Get your pencil. Hurry up. I'm not waiting any longer. The word is consumerism. I know. You probably heard it, but I haven't heard it. I'm Alan Taylor. This is Entrepreneur Weekly. I am an entrepreneur, and I like to talk to entrepreneurs. Today's entrepreneur guests are Philip and Melissa New, husband and wife, co-founders of a company called Parachute. These two together, they are the authorities on the access economy. What the hell is that? Consumerism, access economy. You know, here's the deal, guys. I'm also on like 50 radio stations around the country. And so at the top of the hour, a new radio show starts and people are tuning around, you know, turning the knob, pushing the buttons on their or speak the text or whatever they're doing to find the channel they want. And they hear this crazy guy talking and he's like, consumerism and access economy and millennial mindset and access over ownership. And they're like, what the hell is that? So we are going to explain that since you guys are the authority. First of all, start out, maybe Philip, you could tell us, and we're going to also, by the way, we have time together. We're going to talk about husband and wife team. How big of a mistake is that? It's huge. Anyway, that's what they tell me.
Oh my gosh, I'm dying. Are we supposed to laugh? Because this is like comedy hour. You know, I thought we're talking about business, but listen, this is pure entertainment.
This stuff is so important that we get it out there, have these conversations. First of all, let's talk about Parachute. Philip, what is Parachute? And then we'll ask Melissa if you're right, then we'll move on.
Sounds good. Parachute, in a nutshell, is really going after the idea of being able to access what you want, when you want, for as long as you want. And another way of saying that is, can you imagine being able to own something without having to own something? So you pay us a monthly subscription, you get to get a budget to essentially redeem in our warehouse in the cloud. Whatever you see there that fits within your budget, you get to check it out. You get to have it where you want it sent. And whenever you're done using that item, you send it back and we redeem your budget to you. And then you get to try something else. It's just endless swaps of awesomeness for a monthly subscription.
All right. Melissa, you want to correct any of that? Did he get it right?
No, he nailed it. That's what we do. We're husband and wife. We support each other and we love each other. True and true. Oh. The only thing that I would add, Alan, is, you know, Amazon is for purchasing and Parachute is for access. So we want to give everyone from manufacturers to retailers to individuals the opportunity to put their idle gear to work, whether it's camera gear, things that are laying around the home, things that are sitting in storage units that really could be used by other people. We want to really push responsible consuming. And that's what Parachute is, really, is the opportunity to access what you want through a brand new channel. So we're talking to retailers, manufacturers. Right now, individuals are sending in a lot of their camera gear that's just not being used. And we put it to work for them through the access economy.
Did my producer get this right? Is it parachute.co or is there supposed to be an M on there?
So we really wanted to be as unique as possible. So it's actually Parachute incorrectly spelled. There's no E at the end of it. So it's like Parachut. And then .co. It's not even a .com. Can you believe it?
Oh, my gosh. So, in other words, if you know, you know. Otherwise, you end up buying a Parachute, and that's the whole nother. This is the Parachute Access Marketplace, the future of retail. Access over ownership. And the reason is because, and I know a little bit about this, my son, who is 21, is a videographer, and you guys met him when we came to we did Scipio, right, with Randy Garn and Nick Greer in Utah there, and we met you guys. And you guys are like, Jonathan, you need to, you know, join Parachute because you can get any camera gear you need and use it as long as you want and then send it back when you're done. And there's like a monthly fee. Is that how it works in a nutshell?
That's right. It's a monthly, and people are saying, well, isn't that like renting? And we're saying, heck no, we want to take away time limits. So if you think about what Netflix did to Blockbuster, Netflix wanted to take away the time limits because Blockbuster really made their revenue off of, you know, nailing people with those late fees.
Well, even before that, let's go back in time. Blockbuster, roaming the hallways of Blockbuster, looking at all the videos, wondering what it is you were going to rent. You finally choose that amazing movie and you're thinking, I'm going to go home and I'm going to enjoy this. Oh, and by the way, I'm going to be kind. I'm going to rewind and I'm going to get it back there on time. And before you know it, it's weeks have gone by and you own a Blockbuster Video and you get huge, huge late fees.
Right.
And Blockbuster's laughing all the way to the bank.
Right.
And what ends up happening is you've got a company named Redbox who says, what are we doing here? I'm tired of having to get these late fees. So they give us the idea of, hey, you can pay $1 a day and access a movie. And if you happen to have it over 25 days, you own it.
Dude, well, hold on. I love it.
This is outrageous.
That's what this access economy is. We're talking with the folks that are kind of reinventing the retail marketplace with, you know, access economy. Melissa New, Philip New, co-founders of Parachute, Parachute.co. Evidently didn't make it past third grade. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
So, we have the co-founders, husband and wife, avatars of gigantic people, Philip and Melissa New. I mean, what are you guys, like 7 foot tall, right? You're blue. I've seen them. You guys go check them out at parachute.co. Just, you know, act like you're in third grade. Leave the E off the end of parachute. And .co. It's so funny. Why did you spell it like that? I got to know. What's going on there?
I can't get past the avatar thing. Like, I'm totally stuck on the blue people.
You're the beautiful people. Giant blue. You're both. What is he, like 6 foot six? And you got to be 6 foot two or something. And you're both beautiful
Alan,
people.
I love you for that comment. I appreciate that. I'm 6 feet. Philip is 6'5".
Oh my God.
But we are sometimes called the Avatar family, for sure.
Anyway, tell me about this name. I mean, Parachute. Listen, when I thought about life and I thought, you know, I don't like this. I mean, I've had a couple little jobs where I work with big corporations and, man, it was like taking the soul out of me. I was dragging my feet and I had no energy. And I finally pulled the parachute and I was like, I got to be an entrepreneur. Does it have anything to do with the name Parachute that you guys named this company?
It sure does, Alan. You actually nailed it. Philip was a part of a company that is literally kicking the life out of him. He would come home and he's like, what am I doing?
Right.
He wasn't motivated. He wasn't happy.
Well, let me jump in. So it wasn't just a single company. It was 10 years of working for other people, hoping that they would take care of you the way you took care of them.
Right.
Getting to the point where I just couldn't do it anymore. And I swore I'd never be an entrepreneur because of the way I was raised. The example I had is an amazing father who happened to be not a very good entrepreneur.
Wait a minute. Your dad was an entrepreneur and you were thinking, I don't ever want that stress. Yet you went into the world. The corporate market world. And you went, oh my God, this is an uglier version of that stress. Right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm coming home and I'm complaining. I'm not the complaining type without having to do something about it. So I looked at Melissa and I said, we got to do something. Let's go take the jump. Let's start a business together. Not only do we love each other, we like each other. We've got enough skill sets. Let's put something together. Mm. Melissa, who's brilliant at branding and coming up with company names, I came home from work one day and she said, I think I've got the name. It's Parachute. It's going to save your life. We're going to take this jump. We're going to do it together. And you're going to see that this parachute's going to save you.
I love it. And although you found the URL and she's misspelled the word, you just rolled with it. I love that.
Well, I didn't get past third grade, Alan. I mean, seriously.
No, look, she played college volleyball, I played college football. You know, I love the X's and O's and pictures of pop-up books. So it made sense to me.
The beauty is that we've joked about it so much, people will never forget it's kind of a misspelled word purposely. Because as Dodge says, and I work with Dodge, if you know, you know. Because I own a Dodge Demon.
That's right.
And that's 840 horsepower, 0-60 in 2.3 seconds. And people look at it and go, that's just a Challenger. No, but if you know, you know. So that's the same thing with Parachute. As people learn about this whole kind of future of retail and the parachute access marketplace, and you guys are becoming the authorities on the access economy, more and more we're seeing it. Like, look, here's a good example for those who are still not tracking with us. Cadillac has a deal to where you can pay a monthly fee and have any Cadillac you want. You just call up the concierge and say, I'm going to be in Salt Lake City. I'd like you to drop off an Escalade. Okay, now I'm going to be in L.A. I'd like you to drop off a CTS-V with a V8 with a 6-speed manual transmission. Whatever it is, because I'm a car guy, so I go always to the cars. Point is, that's the access economy. I can have what I want. I pay my monthly fee. They take care of everything else. And this is the way we're going. I mean, I just bought a new cell phone. I will be paying for a cell phone for the rest of my life. I don't want to own it. I want the next new thing. I want the next big, cool thing. And I don't care if I have to pay the $49 a month for the rest of my life because I always have what I want. I have access to the newest technology. I mean, am I saying this right?
Ownership without ownership.
There you go. It is mine, but it isn't mine, if you know what I mean. That's right. Okay, so let's talk about this word consumerism. I've heard it. I don't really know what it means. What does it mean for me and the rest of the people out there?
For a long time, we have identified ourselves with what we own. Post-World War II, we struck up the economy by producing and producing and producing, which led to consuming, consuming, consuming. For a long time, we used to think that, hey, there's a piece of food in front of you. You got to eat it, otherwise it'll run away, and you might not know when you're going to eat again. Well, we've had such a multi-generations of abundance that we have left now the standard of living of having so much stuff to now we're wondering, I need a quality of life as opposed to a standard living. All so right. It's consumerism is changing the way it always has been to this idea of access.
All right, hold tight. I may have gone a little long here on the segment. We're going to be talking to these folks. Commercial break, quick! Pull the parachute!
Listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Hey, don't forget to pick up an issue of Entrepreneur Magazine on newsstands everywhere. Check out our website, entrepreneur.com. If you don't know how to spell it like me, ask Siri. Also, check out our videos. We have some really cool videos, including Elevator Pitch with my friend David Meltzer. And there's just a lot going on. We have podcast out the yin yang. I don't know what a yin yang is. I don't want to see it. Melissa and Philip New are joining us. They're the authority on the access economy, in my world anyway. What does the regular retail world think of this access economy, guys?
So a quick definition. The 18 to 35-year-old, what we call is the millennial, who's living in the urban city right now, they really don't want to own stuff. So they might be interested in your brands if you're a retailer or a manufacturer, but they're not coming to your store, they're not going to your website, and they're not buying your stuff. But they are getting access to it, and that's where the access economy comes in. You need a ride, you go with Uber. You need a place to stay, you go with Airbnb. You need a scooter, you dump on one of those dockless scooters that's sitting on the corner. That's how they're consuming. So if you're a retailer or manufacturer today, and you're asking yourself, how do I really tap into that demographic? Welcome to the access economy. Welcome to Parachute. That's what we're capitalizing on.
Man, good comeback. You know, it's funny. I was stuck in Hawaii by choice. I had to go to an event in Hawaii. And then I thought, you know, I'd really like to stay an extra few days. And so I asked, I kind of thought, well, I'll ask them if they'll change my flight since they flew me out there. And they went, sure, what do you want to do? I go, well, add 4 extra days to it. And then I didn't really think about staying in Hawaii can be expensive because it was all being free for me at that moment. And I started checking out the hotels and I was like, oh my God, I can't even afford this. Like $250 a night for Motel 6. You know, it's like, what the heck? And I was like, what a mistake I've made. Now I'm going to embarrass myself. And I guess what? My 21-year-old Jonathan, I called him up and I go, Jonathan, remember when you went to Hawaii? What did you do? Where did you stay? He goes, hey, you know, go on Airbnb. Or what? There's other ones, you know, like HomeAway and all these other different. It's all part of this access economy. So guess what? I found an absolutely adorable apartment in Kona, Hawaii. It was a little apartment behind somebody's house. And I actually met the people, really nice people. But it was a completely self-contained apartment for $80 a night. Right?
Wow.
That's the difference. Yeah, exactly. So I'm getting it more and more and more, but it's so funny how, you know, my kids are teaching me, these millennials, I don't even want to see an X Factor or whatever they call those younger than millennial, X Factor, generation whatever, you know. I love it. I absolutely love it. What is it you think? Is there a perception of this thing called access economy that people have that is wrong? Is anything like that that you can correct?
Yeah. You look back at when Airbnb or VRBO or HomeAway.com, all of these places said, hey, you know, they were seriously knocking on people's doors saying, hey, you guys can, you know, put your place up on Airbnb. And they're saying, are you crazy? Why would I ever let a stranger have access to my sheets and my pillow and my kitchen and everything that is most dear to me, my home? And then you had on the other side, you had these forward-thinking individuals that are like, heck yeah, I can make, you know, $200 a night or $80 a night or $1,000 a night on my very, very nice home. So you've got some people that are going to say, wait a minute, who's this monster that's going to access something that is very, very dear to me? Then you have on the flip side, someone that says, I'm going to look at this as an investment opportunity. So you definitely have that when it comes to Parachute with us. We have hundreds of thousands being, you know, queued up in the queue and people wanting to send in their things, where others are saying, oh my gosh, there's no way I'd ever let someone use my $2,000 item. So there's always going to be those that keep things and items and possessions very close to their chest, where others like the community aspect. They love getting to know people and opening their home to people from all across the world. And that's the same thing with possessions and things and gear and cars. So there's definitely polarizing people out there, those who want to give others the opportunity and those who just never really will. And it's really interesting to see that in, you know, even in our community.
How about, speaking of community, let's talk about the social community. Where can people find out more about you? You know, is there a Facebook and all that? Where would you send them? Because, you know, I have a team of people that do that. I don't even know what Facebook is. I know it's like your face has got to be there. I'm joking. You know, where do you send people? Where do you get your most business in that social world?
Instagram. We're finding that there's a lot of forward thinkers on Instagram.
Really?
So our community there is very strong. So it's Parachute Co. So the handle is at Parachute Co. P-A-R-A-C-H-U-T-C-O. So those are people that, you know, when we put a test ad out, they definitely get it and they support it and they like it. Whereas sometimes on Facebook, it's a different audience. So it kind of depends, really. But the community aspect is definitely there on Instagram.
Instagram. I thought it would have been Facebook. I don't know why. The world continues to evolve and change, and you got to keep up with it because at this point, right? I mean, look, it's Spice Girls. I always liked the Spice Girls, but guess what? They're old. They got kids. They're like, you know. All right, we're going to take a break. There's more with Melissa and Philip New, co-founders of Parachute, parachute.co. This is just pure fun, like this song. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned. There's more Entrepreneur Weekly after these messages. Listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
And I'm talking to Melissa and Philip New, co-founders of Parachute. They're the authorities on the access economy, the Parachute Access Marketplace. This is the most bizarre thing, and I'm older. I'm like closing in on 60. My millennial kids get this. We older folks that are listening, you young guys and girls, just ignore what I'm saying, but we older folks need to get this and understand it's coming at us, and it's a good thing. It's cool. Think of it like your cell phone. You're never going to own it. If you do, you're going to get attached to it, and then it's going to be old technology, and you're going to be standing there on your flip phone going, what are you talking about, text? I can't text on this thing. Right? I mean, am I right? Right? It's like when I see people with a flip phone, I loved my flip phone. You know, it was small. It was good. It flipped. I liked the flip.
But it's like, what a useless piece of junk, right? It's useless now. It's like, you know, how do you like them Blackberries out there, those old ones? You know, it's like, you know, it's got to keep on. You got to keep up with technology and the times and the, you know, this is kind of the future of retail, I guess. Let's talk about that millennial mindset. And forgive me for jumping around because I've got ADD. Everybody knows that. But
we're tracking.
Yeah, no worries. Okay. No worries. So here's an interesting statistic for you.
Yeah.
Wrapping up consumerism or just kind of sprinkling that in there. You know, there are now more storage units in America than there are McDonald's and Starbucks restaurants combined.
What? Holy mackerel.
Let that wash over you for a second. Storage units.
Yeah.
Which means we are buying and we are hoarding. Just because it's not in your living room,
oh, I'm a hoarder.
Up to the ceiling doesn't mean you're not a hoarder.
No. I'm a hoarder, and it's in my living room, my bedroom, my basement. I built 2 or 3 garages. My kids call me. He's the hoarder. They go, Dad. No, I mean, hoarder, come here. You know, I'm a hoarder. I know. I got a flip phone. I know. So,
well, but it's even worse, Alan, is the fact that people are buying things that are not quality. You know, manufacturers are wanting to pump this stuff out and bring something out, whether it's camera gear, whether it's cars, whether it's whatever it is, they're wanting this 6 month of use it and then, oh, you got to get the next new thing, just like cell phones.
Right.
So this stuff is not meant to last as long as it maybe used to in the 40s or 50s. So we're getting this stuff, we're sticking it in storage units, we're sticking it in the garage, it's becoming crap. And that's when Philip and I looked at each other and we saw the writing on the wall with, you know, if you live in New York City, you can access, just like you said, your car, your wardrobe,
a
scooter, a bike.
Yeah.
You can have your food directly delivered to you. You can have so many things at your fingertips. So we're talking about not just ownership. We're talking about a lifestyle that people want. They want experience. They don't want just stuff. They want maybe things that help them experience life. So that's where consumerism is going. And I think that, you know, your audience that is listening, I think we really have to hone that in and understand that that's what millennials and this generation of forward thinkers want now.
Mm. All right. Let me ask. So my son, I remember when he was going to Iceland and he wanted, you know, the next cool drone and he didn't have the money and he got it from Parachute. He got it from you guys. And now here's my complaint. You ready for this? Ha, they're going, he's going to complain on national radio. I'm going to complain, but not to you guys. I bought a drone. And then as soon as I bought my drone, they came out with a better drone. And then as soon as, you know, my buddy bought his better drone, they came out with a better drone. Like every 36 hours, they come out with a new drone or something. So I have a drone sitting on the shelf in our gear room because I own a production company too. And there it sits. Now, I haven't even looked at it in a year, and it might as well have cobwebs on it from 1856 as far as my kid's concerned, right? But it's a perfectly good DJI drone, perfectly good. Do I put that on the list to you guys in case somebody wants to?
Yeah.
Because you know, it's in their budget range, you know? Right?
Exactly. So there's so many people that need the latest and greatest, but there's also people, whether they're hobbyists, executives, businesses, that just need access to, you know, we started with camera gear because that was in our back pocket. That was our expertise at the time. So we wanted to test out this model and we started with camera gear. So you talk about that drone that has a brand new model coming out and now yours is sitting there collecting dust. But there are thousands and thousands of others that are on our wait list in Parachute or a part of our club that would love to access that. So why not make money off of something that you've already purchased? That's the opportunity that we're giving to contributors that want to contribute to the Parachute economy.
So I can then cull through all my gear that is perfectly good. A good example is, I was trying to explain my next guest, right, to one of my – matter of fact, the guy in the office next door, he comes over, he goes, hey, what are you doing? I go, I'm going to be interviewing some people. They got this thing. It's like crazy, and I don't even know how to explain it. And he's like, what is that? I go, okay, here's an example. I bought $30,000 worth of camera gear on a 3-year lease, and I pay $1,200 a month. I've used it a total of 6 times, okay? Okay.
Now, I don't mean to laugh.
I know. I could pay $99 a month or whatever your fee is. Let's just call it $99 a month. And I could have used it 6 times. It would have cost me, you know, and let's just say it would have cost me $1,200 for that entire year instead of, what is it, 12, 24? lots of money, right? Because I'm paying $1,200 a month. So I am much smarter to join the parachute, you know, access marketplace and only get it when I need it instead of being Mr. Hoardmeister like I am. Because, oh, by the way,
exactly.
3 years before that, I bought the same exact gear, only the 3 year older version or newer version. And so I have two sets of this same crap sitting there that I use like, you know, four times a year. What an idiot.
Here's the deal, anyway. Albert.
Yes.
There are two things that are happening. But from the consumer side, the consumers that are younger, they're saying, I don't want to own all the crap that I see my parents and grandparents being bound by. Right? They can't leave town without having to worry about where to store the boat or whatever it is.
Right.
So they want to experience life, right? And we're not talking about lazy kids. We're talking about kids who actually have real jobs, make good money, and they want to have access. And so the world is catering to them. 40% of adults in America alone, which is about 82 million adults, have participated in the shared economy, whether they've got a room with Airbnb or they've had some groceries brought to them by Instacart or had some Uber Eats food delivered to them.
Right.
So the consumer is happening. But what manufacturers and retailers need to understand today is the consumer is going to win at the end of the day. This economy is projected to be $335 billion by 2025. They need to figure out what are they going to do to access or tap in and leverage this new way of consuming. That's where Parachute comes in. We are spending the millions of dollars building the platform for them to list their brands and companies on our website to share their stuff with the economy that wants it.
All right, when we come back, we're going to talk to these two Amazon beauties, Melissa and Philip New from Parachute.co. About can you write it off? Is it like, you know, when I rent something from my company, I can write it off. Do I get to write it off with Parachute? Don't answer it till I'm on the other side of the break, please. That's how we hold them over. You know, these people, we got to have a hook. We fish the hook out there and we bring them on to the other side of the commercial break. We'll be right back. Bye, 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 bye. Ooka chaka, ooka, ooka, ooka chaka, ooka, ooka, ooka chaka, ooka, ooka, ooka chaka, ooka, ooka. I can't stop this.
You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
I figured this song was perfect for Philip New, being that he's 6'5" and he looks like he would be singing this ooga chaka ooga chaka with a spear. You know, you are an animal, brother. You are one handsome man, one good-looking woman, Melissa New, husband and wife, and we will get to that. I don't know how you guys can run a business together. I'm in partners with my wife. We've been married 32 years in August, 37 together. And man, are we in one big fight right now. Holy mackerel. It's been lasting six years. It's like, come on, let's let this thing go, right? Anyway, I'm joking. All right, so let's talk about this. If I partake in parachute.co, if I go into this parachute access marketplace and I rent something, or what do you call it? Is it renting? What is it? Accessing? What is it?
Great question. So think about Netflix. You pay a monthly subscription. Do you purchase from Netflix when you watch a movie, or do you rent when you watch a movie, or do you just simply access?
Okay. I feel like I'm renting, but really and what you're saying is let's refine it and call it what it actually is. I'm accessing what I want.
So you're accessing what you want, when you want,
right,
for as long as you want.
So if I'm a business, though, just like if I rent a car, a camera, I write that off. It's the same with Parachute, isn't it?
Absolutely, except now you're just paying a monthly subscription.
Ah.
So we have so many different businesses that are actually a part of the Parachute community and club. So, you know, you've got companies like Salesforce. We've had Apple executives a part of our club. Mm. We have small business owners all the way up to large business owners that don't want to, you know, have $30,000, yeah. You know, I'm not making fun of you, Alan.
Ixnay on the 30K, please.
But it's a little easier to pay $500 a month to have access to what you need, and then there's no time limits, and then you can swap it when you need it.
Oh,
and
gosh.
We just want to give people the creative freedom, and also, you know, when we open our other verticals to outdoor gear, to RVs, to cars, to whatever it is on Marketplace. Yeah, there's a hook.
Now you're talking. You hooked me there, man. Big old bass, big mouth bass just got pulled in when you said RVs and cars and motorcycles and stuff like that. Oh, man. Love it.
Well, it's a marketplace, Alan. Why would we stop with camera gear? Why would we stop with just fun things to travel with or to capture memories? We have so many people that are coming into the club right now that want access to so many different things. They see the writing on the wall and they're forward thinkers. Mm. We also get emails and text messages directly into our Parachute Pros of people saying, hey, I've got a motorcycle here. Can I parachute this? Hey, I've got some musical instruments. Hey, I've got a car. I've got this. Can I parachute that? Mm. So the people literally, Alan, are telling us what they want and what they're wanting to do. And we're following their wants and their needs and really looking at the trends and saying, we're not just a service. We are a platform. We are, you know, just as Amazon is for consuming, we are the marketplace for access. Mm. And we want so many different companies to have the ability to put their idle gear, whether it's been returned. There's massive amounts of returns which retail right now, massive. And then they have to liquidate it and they get, you know, 20 cents on the dollar. And it's killing them. It is absolutely killing them. So we're now working with very forward-thinking retailers and setting up a new channel for them that they can put that you know, that idle gear into something new so they don't have to liquidate. Mm. We really want to help the retail channel.
Well, you know what's funny is I, like many, have a motorhome. And there that motorhome sits. And I keep on having to fix things on it. It's just the worst thing in the world for motorhomes is sitting. It's deteriorating. I haven't used it in 3 years. You know why? It's, you know, maybe now I've kind of outgrown it. So if I put that in there, maybe I can start to get a little something back on it. But here's the deal. If I ever sell that motorhome, I'm going to like come to you guys because maybe one time I want a 40-footer for a big event I'm going to. I want to use it as a green room for interviews like I'm doing with you. Or maybe I want a little Mercedes Sprinter one that's just me and my wife going to go down to the coast for the weekend or for a couple of weekends in a row during the summer or whatever. So I can keep on changing things out with you guys because at the end of the day, you guys take my order. I'm paying my monthly. I call you and say, or however, I go online and say, I want this. How do I get it? And I think as it continues, you know, the Parachute Access Marketplace, I wrote that down. By the way, Parachut, P-A-R-A-C-H-U-T, no E. It's not like the normal spelling of parachute. Parachute with no E, .co. I think that's just funnier than heck. But if you know, you know. I think this is brilliant. And I have to imagine that you have taken the success you've had with camera gear, because that's how it started. And you're like, we ought to be doing this with everything. And I, you know, listen, I wish you all the best, but I don't know what's coming up next here that we're going to have to talk about. I hate to tell you guys, this is the therapy session. We got to talk about being husband and wife and being in business together. Oh, I do not know.
Hold on, we're going to lay down on the couch.
Yeah. Yeah.
We got couch time.
Yeah. Well, you know, because I can tell you right now, I've got battle scars. I got a box of Band-Aids.
32 years of marriage. Together.
Not in my bathroom at home. I have my Band-Aids in my office desk because my wife comes in and chews my ear off all the time. We'll take a break. We'll talk to the husband and wife team and see how they do it. Co-founders of Parachute.co. We'll be right back. Come on and fight.
Can't get enough of Entrepreneur Weekly? Check out our podcast on iTunes for even more content. Subscribe today. You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Our show is brought to you in part by Kia, the 2018 Kia Stinger, fueled by youth. Wow. Well, we've got some youth going on here. Husband and wife team, Melissa and Philip New, co-founders of Parachute. Let me see. Hold on. What's your title? Let's see. Melissa is president. Philip is CEO. Oh, my God. There's some slap down going on there. How do you guys do it? How do you guys? I mean, honestly, you know, I mean, people, I have been told on this very show, don't ever do business with your family. And I got to tell you, man, I'm in a slap down with my nephew and my sister right now over something. Me and my wife haven't talked in 6 years, and she's about 40 feet away from me. It's rough dealing with family, especially your loved one. How do you not take business to bed? I mean, what do? Have a light switch on the top of your head? It, bling, it goes off.
Totally. You know?
How do you do it, guys? Really?
You know what? This is actually my favorite topic to talk about, because earlier on when we were going through our first round of funding, there were several people that said, nobody's going to invest in a husband and wife team. And we looked at each other and we said, does this mean one of us has to back out? We're like, heck no, this is who we are. We love each other so much, but actually, Alan, we really like each other. And regardless of it being your spouse, regardless of it being your brother, your nephew, you have to absolutely respect the person that sits across from you every single day and say, I admire the talents that you bring to this partnership. And I tell you what, it takes a very strong man to look at a woman and say, I value what you bring to the table. And it brings a very strong woman to do the same, to look at a man and say, I value your talents. And the talents that you have, I don't have. Together, we are a perfect partnership. So I don't care if it's a spouse. I don't care if it's a brother. If you don't enjoy that person and respect the talents that they bring to a partnership, it doesn't matter what kind of relationship you have. It's not going to work if you don't respect those talents. So everyone always asks us that question. Oh my gosh, how do you do it? Philip is very good at compartmentalization. I'm not necessarily. So it takes a little bit more effort at nighttime for me to turn it off. Mm. But Philip is very good at that, and he's really helped me with that.
Mm. Philip, did I hear kids in the commercial break? Are your kids right running around in there? Were?
You know, we're actually, yeah, we have three daughters. So I'm surrounded by women in my life.
Oh,
my
God.
Poor guy. Gosh.
Surrounded by beautiful women, the younger that love to throw tantrums every now and again. But yeah, we've got three beautiful daughters. You know, let me chime in a little bit too. One thing that Melissa and I both come from is we're both former college athletes, which means we are used to being shamed in public and praised and recognized in public.
Right.
And there's one word that comes to mind when we think about athletics, and it's accountability. Mm. There was no hiding from the coach and from your teammates. And I think where most people run into problems when they do family business is usually when you are looking at hiring family or bringing family in on something, there's already this feeling of entitlement and deservedness, which removes the level of accountability that you need to actually grow and progress in your business. So for Melissa, where she comes from and where I come from is we first and foremost ask ourselves, are we the right people for the positions that we are taking? And if we're not, we'll be the first ones to remove ourselves from that position, because in order for Parachute to be what it needs to be, we'll be the first ones to be objective enough to step aside and let someone else be the starter if it means that it's going to be that much better.
Well,
so I can look at Melissa and say, hey, she's amazing. She's the one for the job.
Yep. I know these people lightly. I've met them a number of times now, and two of the most beautiful human beings I've met in many, many years. I love you guys. I want to ask you one last thing, and I need like a very short answer from each of you. Melissa, I'll start with you. What are you most proud of that you've accomplished in your life?
Oh, my relationships.
Nice.
I would not trade them for the world. My husband, my parents, I just lost my dad, my children. We can't take anything with us when we go, and relationships mean so, so much to me. That's what I'm most proud of, for sure.
All right. Give me 30 seconds or less, preferably less, Philip. What are you most proud of?
I'm most proud of having the courage enough to surround myself with better people that help me become more of what I would like to become.
I love it. Absolutely love it. Love what you guys are doing. Love you guys. Love what you stand for. Love the family.
We love you, man.
Yeah, you guys are... This whole new access economy thing, we need leaders in this field, authorities that can help us to understand what these new ways are and not screw us in the process, but help us. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Serious.
Amen. All right. Well, we love you, Alan. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. I want to spend more time with you guys, and I want to do more parachuting. Parachute.co. I'm Alan Taylor. That's Philip and Melissa New. We'll see you next week right here on Entrepreneur Weekly.
This program is copyrighted by Entrepreneur Media Incorporated.